Friends, it's in this 11th chapter of Matthew that we hear the proposal from our Lord for us. What does he say? He says, come to me. Come to me. All you who are labored and burdened, come to me. But if we're honest with ourselves, and many people find this a difficulty, sometimes we don't know how to take the first step. How do we move towards the Lord Jesus? How do we go deeper into a relationship with him? How do we respond to this call to come to me if we don't even know how to begin? Well, friends, there's good news in that we have one who intercedes for us in that very task, in that very response. We celebrate a feast day today of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It's very often said throughout the theology of the church, the surest way to Christ is precisely going back on the means which he chose to come to us. The Lord himself chose to come to us through his Blessed Mother. And the surest route back to him also is through devotion to her, who first was able to receive the Lord Jesus with her fiat into herself to give us the great gift of salvation to the world. So friends, whenever we're trying to stumble our way back to the Lord Jesus, if we're finding difficulty in responding to this invitation we hear today to come to me, I encourage you to turn to his mother, a mother who so often throughout the scriptures advocates for others who are in need. Think of the wedding at Cana, right there at the beginning of John's gospel, where she implores with her son to intervene. The same is true for you and I. That's not some historical memory that's kind of relegated to history, but there are either it's a dynamic and a reality of intercession which she makes for us. The Marian element is indispensable in the Christian life. You cannot live out the Christian life fully as it's supposed to be in relationship with the Son unless you get to know his mother. Simply put, unless you get to know his mother. St. Thomas Aquinas was the one who told us, was it necessary for our salvation that it happened, the incarnation, the way it did, that he came and was born of Mary? No. He says no. He says, however, it was most fitting. It was the most fitting way for our salvation to be brought about. As he says, Jesus, at the end of his ministry here on earth, what did he do? He ascended back into heaven. He could have came down any way he wanted, but no, he chose her. He chose Mary. It wasn't necessary, but it was most fitting, is what he says in the Summa. So, friends, what does that mean for you and me? If Christ himself chose his mother, and he says for us to come to him and to follow after him, then Mary is not an optional devotion for you and me. Mary is not one choice among many at the smorgasbord of Christianity. But rather, she is a choice that was made by the divine, and therefore you and I also are called to respond to that. If you ever find it daunting to respond to Jesus when he says, come to me, I encourage you, friends, turn to the mother who he gave you as he hung on that cross when he said, behold your mother.